I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Frank Film Club. I'm Maisie Williams and I'm an actor and producer.
I'm Lowry Roberts and I'm a producer and filmmaker.
I'm Hannah Marie Williams and I'm a casting director.
And welcome to our club.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Frank Film Club with me, Hannah, Lowry and Maisie. We're really excited to talk today about The Swimmers, which is on Netflix and came out in 2022 and was directed by Sally Al-Hassani. And the story is about two Syrian sisters who flee their war-torn home in Damascus. I'm reading this verbatim. Swim for hours in choppy Mediterranean seas to reach Greece and asylum seekers before going on to compete at the Rio Olympic Games. I didn't know anything about this film before I read that synopsis that I found on Google, and I was like, okay, wow, this is very interesting. And then I remember the story about the Mardini sisters. The film is about real-life sisters Sara and Yusra Mardini, who are played by Natalie Issa and Manal Issa. But before we get into all of that, how have you girls been?
Yeah, I've been really well. I have just got back from a weekend away with my family in Anglesey, which was really lovely. And we stayed in an old pub, which was hilarious.
You were telling me about this.
Yeah.
You had different nights planned with your family.
We did. We had a painting night, a fancy dress night, like all sorts of different bits going on. It was great. I had a great time.
How good is that?
Your family is very fun.
You'll have to come to the next do.
Okay, great.
Because it's quite good fun.
Please adopt me as soon as possible.
I will. Yeah.
What about you?
I've been good. I was also with my family recently. I was with my mum. She just got a new dog. And so I've got my dog, Sunny, but my mum looks after him a lot because I travel. And so she wanted to get a dog. And so I was there, and I was there for like moral support for Sunny while this new puppy came into his life. And he's actually been coping with it really well. And I'm really proud of him because he's a strange little dog sometimes. He's quite sensitive, you know?
Yeah.
So we really had to do it in a good way. And yeah, he's liking the little pup. The little pup wants to play all the time, and Sonny's a little bit like, no.
Yeah, I can imagine him to be a bit like, please.
Please, you're a puppy. And like, Sunny used to be such an annoying puppy to other dogs. So I'm like, this used to be you, Sunny.
That's karma.
Yeah.
That's karma.
Yeah.
I really want another dog. I've not been up to anything apart from just hanging out with my dog. So that's
scrolling.
Yeah.
Like the dog's home.
Yeah. More dogs. For more dogs, basically.
Also posting hilarious dog Instagram content.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if not anything else, it's good to have a dog for taking the piss out of them on Instagram.
Yeah, it really cracks me up every post you do about him.
He's so small and pathetic.
He is,
but like
small.
In the best way.
It's like I can never really tell what he's thinking.
I mean, you're slightly like, scared all the time.
Like your dog, like I can always tell that something's like happening. But with Teddy, he's just always like.
That's a really good impression.
That was really good.
He's like, what's happening?
Your next role should be Teddy.
living on your beanbag in your house.
Okay, great. I'll speak to him about the rights of the movie and we'll get that sorted. Which leads me so nicely on to The Swimmers.
So smooth.
Wow. Okay, I actually feel hot at how good that was. So the film is about real-life sisters, the Mardini sisters, who, as I say, fled Damascus in Syria and became refugees and went to Greece and then Germany. And then Yusra Mardini, she ended up competing in the Rio Olympics. So it's a very uplifting story, but comes from a lot of pain. And I feel like I learned a lot about the process of becoming a refugee and that through this film. What did you think about it?
I really, really enjoyed watching this film. I've recommended it to my sister, who's going to watch it tonight. And I feel like there's not enough films made about this topic because it's a very relevant to now, and has been for a long time. And so I'm just like really glad that this film has been made. And it is really uplifting. And I know that's not the case with a lot of these stories, but that's why more should be told, because it's so important that we see this. Mm. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was so nice to see a story about the Syrian war and like Syrian refugees, but like a human story of like two people, and you can kind of really see the human cost of like situations like this. And it have an incredibly uplifting kind of like finale. Mm. But yeah, I really enjoyed watching it, and I too have recommended it to a lot of people. It's like, it's a great movie.
Yeah,
a great movie.
Mm. Yeah, there's definitely something about it feeling, or a film like this being able to communicate something which is really human about the masses of people who go through this. And I, through this, have like had looked into the numbers, and it's something like 6.8 million people have had to leave
this place,
Syria. Mm. And we watched For Salma, and we did an episode on that a couple of series ago, and I feel like that really opened my eyes to like the reality of what it's like to stay there. But this was very interesting to see that journey. Mm. So initially, the sisters, Sara and Yusra, they didn't want to sell the rights to this film, and Yusra wanted to focus on the Olympics. And a lot of producers were saying, you need to do this while the story's hot and whilst you're going to be in the Olympics. And Yusra didn't want to do that. She wanted to like focus on the swimming. Mm. And then the film got made through a lot of conversations, and it was on the basis that there were some refugees working in the crew and involved throughout the process, and the sisters were really involved in the process.
Good.
What did you think of the tone of the film?
I was quite surprised at how upbeat it was, but then I was like, of course it's upbeat, because like even when people do go through the like most horrible things, there are still like human moments of light and enjoyment, and like you still find enjoyment in like dancing and singing and being with your family and your sister, and so I think it was quite true. In parts, like that is true to what it would be. It was obviously like, it was quite uplifting, and I do wonder if some people would go, well, that's not true to so many stories, which yes, it's not, but this isn't all of the stories, and there should be more stories like this so that we get the mixture. But it just felt very upbeat and emotional. Mm. And yeah.
Mm. What did you think?
Yeah, I think that some of the musical moments, like there was a lot of Sia tracks, and there were moments where I was like kind of surprised as well, but then was also like, why am I surprised? Because even if this is your reality, like you still want to find light and shade day to day. And then as it kind of progressed, I feel like it just was like balanced really well. Like there were moments of like real painful honesty, and then like the next moment you'd see something like more uplifting and human. Mm. Or like it's all human feelings. It's all like the human design. But yeah, I was a little worried, because that's not my favorite thing when a track really is saying exactly what's happening. It's like, it doesn't happen that often in films. And I think that there's like a reason for that, because it can feel, I'm like being told what I need to feel at this moment. But then because this is like a real story and these are the real girls and these are the actual songs that were like playing at that time, it's like I kind of then sort of forgot about that and just got into like this, like there, like the film as it is, rather than trying to be like, oh, I wish it was more, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I also think that like it's a Netflix film. If you want loads of people to see it, you need to make it quite commercial. And I think those bits, that music does make it way more commercial and makes it way more accessible and enjoyable. So then hopefully more people will watch it, because they should watch this film.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm on board for that reason.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. It's like a very commercial movie, even though it's probably, if you, like, I think some people would be like, I can't think about this because, I don't know, it's too painful, or they're too ashamed, or like whatever it is. Like, and this movie actually just becomes something that's like, yeah, I don't. I feels kind of wrong talking about it like this, but I guess like it's a movie, right? And this is like what we do. But yeah, it felt like more marketable. Oh god, that sounds so icky to say.
No, I think there's a reason. It's by design, and I think there's a few things in this film that make it marketable, not just for British or US audience, but for Arabic audience as well, because it's half in English, half in Arabic, really.
Yeah.
I felt like before I watched this film and before I read the synopsis, I was wondering, I thought this film was going to have a certain feel because the director, Sally Al-Hassani, who directed My Brother the Devil, and it was cast by Shaheen Baig.
Oh.
So I was thinking it was going to be very particular tone.
Yeah.
And then when I read the synopsis, I was like, how are they going to balance that with the reality of what it is, and then this uplifting story. And throughout, I was thinking, I was sort of terrible to say, but I was like waiting for them to trip up with the balance of the tone. But I think that they did it well, and I think that they have made something which is commercial. I was on the train the other day, and I saw a woman who is like an older woman and was just on her way through Wales, and she was watching it on her iPad. And I feel like it has like a big audience, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say we're doing this on our podcast?
I tapped her on the shoulder. No, I didn't.
Sticker on her phone. Yeah.
I put it across the screen.
Yeah. Enjoy.
So, I want to speak about the casting.
Yeah.
Did you notice anything major when you were watching it?
Major?
Well, I think it's major. I think it's really cool.
I wondered, are they actually sisters?
They're sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I did think at one point, I was like, wait, I thought that I was sort of getting mixed up with them.
Ah.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh my gosh, they look really, really similar. It took me a sec.
Really similar mouth here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like shaped face and, yeah.
I actually knew that already because I work with a guy called George, and he actually has a podcast called Before the Lights. So if you're listening to this and you're intrigued, but he works with actors before they go onto screen to change their body shape and all sorts. And I was working with him. He had been training the two sisters, to change their body type because their bodies changed throughout the movies, sort of losing weight, gaining muscle, that sort of thing. So I knew that they were sisters because I'd chatted with him about it.
That's really interesting. Mm. The girls couldn't swim before they got this role.
Oh, wow.
They couldn't swim at all. And in fact, the real Yusra, she was a body double in some of the swimming scenes, which is really lovely.
I did wonder that.
Really?
I was like, who is actually swimming here? And it was her. Oh my God, that's so cool.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, I love that.
So cool. I had no idea that I didn't know that bit. That's amazing. And how lovely that the real Yusra could be part of the film.
They're like best friends, like these two girls and then these two girls. I've heard them in interviews and they're so like, they're so funny together. And they're from very similar backgrounds. So the casting was, they were looking for girls from Syria. The process, from what I've heard, was really difficult because it's hard with paperwork, and they were shooting across quite a lot of locations.
Yeah.
I think it was like 6 or 7 countries for this film. So then they started to look at other Arabic-speaking countries. They brought in Manal Issa, who is a Lebanese actor and has been in quite a lot of things. And when they were doing the audition with her, she initially didn't want to do it because she can't swim. She read the script, she was like, or read the synopsis and was like, this isn't for me. Came into the casting, they loved her, and they were talking about the sisterhood in the film, and she brought up her sister, who at the time wasn't an actor. They convinced her to come in an audition, and she was, they were just obviously great.
That is so interesting.
So who was the actor and who was the non-actor?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Mm.
That's really... I mean, do you know?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I want to say that Yusra, who is...
I was going to guess Sarah.
Well, I was going to say, because she's like the main character, surely she was like the actor. But I actually think that Sarah is amazing in this. So I don't know.
I was going to guess that Manal, who plays Sarah, was the actress.
Correct.
Ah.
Correct.
She's amazing.
So that's quite mad then that Natalie was non-actor and became the lead in this film.
Mm.
Whoa.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Do you know what the thinking was in that? Or they just suited those characters better?
Well, just because in real life, their older sister is
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So they were seeing Manal because she was the right age for Sarah.
Right.
And then they were like, we're looking still for the younger, for someone to play Yusra.
Yeah.
They were talking about sister and said, would she come in? And now she's working as an actor. From what I think she's doing other things as well, but she's, yeah, doing some other bits.
That's really so cool.
Yeah.
She's fab.
They're both so great. Yeah.
And how lovely as well that Natalie could have like her sister there to like help her through that, who had like a little bit more experience. Because even though it is like Yusra's story, it like the two of them being together and like Sarah really kind of like fights for Yusra, so it's like a good reality to have behind the other reality.
Yeah, and talking of reality as well, like they connected with the story because they had to leave Lebanon in 2006.
Mm.
So they understand, they understand the systems of not on the same scale at all. Yeah. But I just love that as a story. So what are the things that you really loved about this film, and what were the things that you maybe would have liked to have seen more of?
I felt quite emotional watching these two sisters, whose bond, by the way, was incredible, which I'm now realising is probably because they're actually sisters, and excellent actors as well. But like, they go through such a journey. I was like, is this a true story? And I was like, wait, it doesn't matter even if it wasn't a true story, this is still amazing. And like, we should just be seeing more stories like this anyway. But then it is a true story, so that is incredible.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean?
Well, you just never see any women from the Middle East on screen.
Yeah.
In lead roles.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's a story of triumph and hope and amongst, you know, the reality of what these particular women had to go through, I just think that's just so, so rare. And, that we definitely need to see more of.
Yeah, I think that, like, the story that people wrote about and that everyone wanted to, like, tell was, you know, focus more on the Olympics. But I think, like, seeing the journey of like what these two girls like really, really went through in order to get to that, like, you know, that that hopeful moment, I think was really powerful and really important to see. Because you can't just look at the celebration without looking at like the journey that it takes to get there. I felt like up until that point I hadn't seen so many of the like real human stories of like what it really takes to like seek refuge in another country. And I thought that it was really, I liked how much of the film was spent there versus like the yay and now she won.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally. I think that's what we all loved about For Sama as well, was the moments of like lightness in like all of that awful, like they're walking across the border and they're having a very normal teenage conversation between Sarah and the boy that they meet along the way. Yeah. Just all of those moments of like, you are actually still a teenager.
Yeah, which like we never really get, I think, in like media. You know, you never really get that when you read the news, listen to the news or whatever. And that human story, I think, is so important for us to, like, just have, like, compassion and humanity about what's going on in the world. Because it's, like, frighteningly easy to, like, just not think about it like that. You know? You can avoid that.
It's so infuriating to watch as well when they are like stuck in these places, been like so desperate that they have to go on a boat that is hardly even a boat, like it's just not, and go. It's just awful. But then what does slightly annoy me? Not What annoys me is that this is like one of the only films that we're seeing about this kind of story, and it's about someone who has amazing talent, which is amazing. Like, I'm so glad that I have seen this film. But also, like, think about the cousin, Nisar, who is like, if only I was a Mardini sister. But he doesn't know how to swim. He doesn't, like, have a big talent. And there's a... there's so many people in that position that do have great talents but just haven't managed to find that way out, like the Mardini sisters did, or like Yusra did. And their stories need to be told as well. And I just really, really hope that they do get told. Not putting this story down at all, because it is excellent. But just
we need to see more. 6.8 million people have had to leave Syria. I've seen, and I watch so much, I've seen two programs or films where I see that image and it's like had a real effect on me, that it's been like a long enough scene to like show the gravity of the situation. And it's just so many people's reality. And the thing that you were saying, there's a few things in the film that actually weren't true to their story.
Okay.
And the sisters were a little bit conflicted in like telling the truth or like versus showing. But the reason why Sally, the director, wanted to keep a lot of these like other moments that's not true to their story but is true to a lot of people's story who go through this, is to show the breadth of like the experience.
Right.
And men get treated like 10 to, like, everything is so difficult in this process, but men get treated like 10 times more difficult than women and children because they're not thought of and prioritised in any way, which, you know, that's the system that you know, it prioritises women and children, these things. But they wanted to highlight that, you know, a lot of men have a very, very, very difficult time.
Mm. Well, I think they did do that well, because it did just make me go, like, I want to see that story as well.
Yeah.
So fair play for making sure that that was in there.
The only thing that I would have liked to have seen just a little bit more of was them, the moment that they did swim, because they swam for 3 hours in the sea close to Greece. So I think the journey on the boat should have been 45 minutes and then they had to get off because it was like malfunctioning, and they swam for three hours. And I think I just would have liked to see a little bit more of that. But then I also think that would have been quite difficult, because it would have been like this, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And like swimming, maybe it's not the right thing to do.
I suppose if they're going for this commercial film, if it then became this really long scene suddenly, it's a lot bleaker, or maybe not bleak. It's just a very different film. Mm. And maybe if they're just going for, we want people to actually see this story, that wasn't the way to do it.
Yeah. Mm.
But I agree. That's like such a massive thing.
Yes. There was one moment where I do think that was the most jarring, was, and I think it's what you're talking about with the Sia track, the I'm Unstoppable. Because we see a scene which is really awful with the Russian bombing, and then it like this exact scene afterwards, and she's doing the...
She's like going to start training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit of that, it like maybe could have been a bit more nuanced.
Yeah.
Do you know what's weird? There was another film that we've watched before that I don't really want to say what it was because I feel bad. But they had a mega Sia track on as well. And just like,
I'm
it's
dead
so, yeah. And it was so overpowering. It was like, it was too much. And like, maybe Sia songs are just too much for some films. Like, because they are quite overpowering. Maybe not all of them, but that's weird that they've stood out both times.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Because I think that, like, it is really empowering to listen to Sia songs, like, on your headphones and, like, when you're going about your life. But it just somehow doesn't translate to, like, being in a movie, even though you really want it to. Because, like, when you have your headphones on, it feels like you're in a movie, right? But it just somehow, something just doesn't quite work, I don't think.
That's so interesting and very, very true. The sisters, they were asked, what were you listening to around the time that you were in Syria and then you fled? And it was Sia.
Yeah.
That's why it's in there.
Yeah.
See, that's when I was thinking about it, I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. Mm. So then I was like, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm not going to let this, you know, disrupt my viewing experience. Because, like, I think that her tracks are iconic and, like, they do define a generation.
Yeah, for sure.
Of people, not movies.
Please God.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We've watched a couple of real stories, real films about real stories on this series of the podcast, and they've all been handled very differently and stylistically very differently. Like, have you, like, honed in on what you want to see from a real story and, like, what your taste is? Or does it just depend on what the story is?
That's a really good question. And I think my personal taste is something which feels a lot more truthful and plain. More. Like, telling a story more plainly than this, potentially, without the influence of anything that feels commercial to me. Mm. But I think it really is, that doesn't make me appreciate this film any less. I think it's different needs for different stories and different needs for different audiences. And if that means that people see the story, then I like that. But for like personal taste, I like something which feels like what I was expecting, directed by Salih Al-Hassani and cast by Shaheen Baig. I just was expecting that. Mm-hmm.
I'm really similar, which is quite funny because I don't think I'd say that for many other types of story, that I do just kind of want to have like the plain, less like imposing, not experimental, not like Blonde was like very experimental and that's the story. She Said was very information heavy. Maybe that's a bit more along the lines of what it was. But yeah, not too imposing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because I, even though I thought this one would be like entirely different to something like Blonde, like the bits that are like heightened, it's like still has the same effect on how you watch it. You go, is this real? Is this not? Like, you know what I mean? Even though it's like far more real than Blonde. I don't mean to like compare those two like that, but it's like when you watch something like She Said, you're like, this is real, and like everything, you know. There's nothing that feels like a movie. Mm. Like a movie.
But we've managed to get that into every episode. Yeah.
As far as like real stories go, this one feels like a movie, but it is a real story.
Yeah.
He has a point. I'm like learning.
No, I get it.
He has a point.
Yeah.
It does feel like a movie.
This wasn't made over COVID, was it? Because it came out. I feel like there's still films coming out that were made in COVID time, but this feels like there's way too many people for it to have been made in COVID.
And a lot of locations as well.
Yeah, maybe not.
I thought it was made in 2021.
It was stalled in 2020 because of COVID. So it was on that train already. So I feel like it was a COVID film in some regards. Yeah.
Some of the callbacks where they start, where they dance again, I was thinking, oh, they're on their own. They're very spread out from other people. And I thought there were moments like that where I was like, oh, was that a COVID choice? Do you know what I mean?
Some of the callbacks when...
Not like callbacks, but like there's a couple of moments throughout the film where you see them dancing and sort of like having memories and like flashbacks. Mm. And they were like alone. Mm. But like you easily could have had that not, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even at the beginning when they're on the rooftop, everyone's there, but it's like very empty. Mm. There were just moments I thought, oh, is that a COVID thing?
Yeah. I think it was Yeah, it was definitely during that time.
Yeah, oh, cool.
The location, so it was shot in the UK, Belgium, Turkey, Brazil, Greece, Syria, Germany.
My goodness.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I got that list off IMDb and it's a trusted source. Okay, well, final thoughts on The Swimmers.
This is such an important film and I really hope people go and watch it because it is an enjoyable watch, but it also is like very informative and like it will kind of just open your eyes to something that maybe, you know, is not so easily consumable in like the news and in media because you don't know what's real and what's not. This is a real story. These are real women and this is what they went through. And it's a really like uplifting, you know, really uplifting outcome at the end.
Completely agree, and I feel, yeah, exactly the same. It makes me so annoyed with myself sometimes. Watching this film, I'm like, I'm just sat here thinking about myself, trying to do my career, and I'm just like, what? Like, it doesn't make sense when you hear stories like this. So I think everyone should watch it and should also feel like that, and we should all probably do something about that as well because it's a bit bad. It's very bad. So I thought it was a really good film and I'm really, really glad that it's been told and I want more stories like this to be told.
Yeah it's really perspective given and painful, and I do want to watch more films or see more depictions or documentaries about refugees, anything that is to do with this topic, because I don't think I have consumed enough or know enough, and it makes me feel terribly guilty. But I think this film is brilliant that it's going to be seen by so many people, and that it's a hopeful story. And Yusra is, so she's doing really well, and she went to the Olympics in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And she was asked to go on the Syrian team, but she wanted to stay on the refugee team.
Wow.
Which is so great.
That is very good.
So great. Yeah. And she's also studying film and TV studies in university.
Whoa. Busy.
Yeah.
Love that.
She's incredible. They both are. They all are.
Sarah's in some trouble, as you saw at the end of the film, which is really awful. For trying to help, she's under trial. So hopefully that all gets resolved, and hopefully this film also shines a light on that case and it will be helpful to her as well.
Yeah.
We've added some links into the show notes of this episode for you to be able to support Sarah and find out more about what's happening with her currently.
Yeah. Cool.
Great.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for watching that episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week, we're going to be watching She Said, which is a new film that is directed by Maria Schrader. It was in cinemas at the end of last year. It might still be in some cinemas, but it also might be on streaming now too. So have a little look and have a watch. It's well worth a watch. And see you next week for more chats. Bye-bye.
This podcast was presented by Wrapped.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.